Hello, everybody. I'm George Mylan. So it's a milestone that nobody seems to have marked, and that is 1 year since Donald J. Trump's second term as president began. Remember, he's re-inaugurated on the 20th of January, as provided for by the Constitution. So many, many failures. Was most obviously, do you remember how it was going to end that war in Ukraine in 24 hours? So here we are over a year later, and he's signally failed to do so. It's raging on. There hasn't even been a ceasefire. So seven times Ukraine has agreed to ceasefires. Russia has never agreed to the ceasefires. They unilaterally declared some ceasefires, which they totally didn't observe. Just lied and lied and lied incessantly. And only Trump is thick enough to believe them. You can see why it bankrupt so much. I suppose he's also a pathological liar himself. So remember how, you know, he hasn't got the cost of living going down like he vowed he would do. So most Americans, opinion polls prove, regard him being, as being out of control. They're dissatisfied with this one. So his second Trump is a failure. So he's not handled the economy well. It was obviously staggering he got elected that second time. His tariff policies obviously impaired the economy. It's been disruptive to trade. So because other countries have hit back. So it's more expensive to buy foreign goods. Therefore, Americans are buying American goods at a higher price than they otherwise would do, or of lower quality. Other countries, because of their counter tariffs, is therefore more expensive for other countries to purchase American goods. So they're buying fewer of them, and so on. He's managed to harm NATO by his ludicrous, bellicose rhetoric about Greenland, about attacking Greenland, to which the United States has got no claim whatsoever. So he's damaged the relationship with very long-standing allies. He's offended Canada and so forth. He's played into Putin's hands, undermining democratic norms and checks and balances, sacking civil servants who are not, or sort of seem to be on message, politicizing law enforcement, putting troops on the streets when obviously, you know, is the police or two would be law enforcement. It's not soldiers. It's the kind of thing you'd see in a military dictatorship. And all right, there's crime in every country, but it's just not a thing to do like this in normal times. It's not a warlike situation. And he's just doing this for the sake of appearances. It's really just for public relations. It's to do with egomania, so-called talking tough. And I think that's the problem, is toughness is a supreme virtue. But what's really tough is to obey the Constitution. What's tough is to be merciful, not to be swaggering and posturing and bullying and brutal like he is. Anyway, so he's been grossly unethical as well, running the White House for his own emolument and so on, having officials stay in his own hotels where there's a blatant conflict of interest and so forth. And all these deranged media outbursts show he's completely incoherent. I'll tell you one thing, there hasn't been quite the revolving door in the White House where so many people had to be sacked the first time or resigned in disgrace. So in that way, Team Trump has learned its lessons. The dysfunctionality is not quite as terrible as it was in their first term. They somewhat got their act together like that. So abduction of the president of Venezuela, which I know some have applauded, it hasn't changed the regime in Venezuela. That's more than the president, the first lady. So Delcy Rodriguez has been sworn as president. It hasn't changed the policies of Venezuela one iota. And okay, they've released some Americans from prison, but that's it. And it's nothing to do with drugs. Trump has even said it himself. It's because he wants to steal their oil. And a court ruled that Venezuela owes the United States $8 billion. But that's not the same as saying that the United States is allowed to steal their oil and so on. So major structural risks, coalition building is down. So there are all sorts of failures like that. And, you know, the war in Gaza has ended, not really because of him. So-called ended, over 400 Palestinians killed by the Israeli Defense Forces since the ceasefire, and aid still not getting through. This so-called Board of Peace, which really got no democratic legitimacy, is not chosen by the people of Gaza. Now, the late third Viscount Stansgate, Tony Benn was his alias. He was right in some ways in his questions on politics, asking people, what power do you have? Board of Peace, what power do you have? You have complete power over Gaza. Where did you get that power? You got that power not from the people of Gaza, from President Trump, the others, okay, the United Nations to some extent. And in whose interest do you use it? I doubt very much for the people of Gaza, mostly for the benefit of Israel. And how can we get rid of you? And that had to be a sort of UN Security Council resolution. President Trump to have this position for life as head of the Board of Peace, even though he won't be president of the USA in about 3 years' time. So that's it. Obviously, J.D. Vance limbering up to succeed him. He's very likely to get the Republican nomination. Or there's still a chance that the Vance will be president before that time, because Trump could well die in office. A man of his age, who's morbidly obese, who can scarcely walk, can't really walk more than 100 meters to take a golf cart, can't cope with stairs, incipient Alzheimer's beyond that. It's a minor miracle he's still alive. He's had coronavirus, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So what do you think of Trump's second term? What successes has he achieved, if any? All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal. George Callan, 792@gmail.com. Goodbye.